From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have a great show for you. A group of brilliant contestants are here to compete in our nerdy games, and they have no idea what is about to be thrown at them, but at the end of the show, only one will become our big winner. And our special guest today is Kimiko Glenn, who plays Brooke Soso on the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. Brooke is an inmate, and she's one of those idealistic hippie activists who lives in a tree to protest environmental destruction, doesn't wear deodorant, goes on hunger strikes. On the show, that makes her a criminal. In real life, just a Bernie Sanders supporter. Let's start things off with our first two contestants, Paige Saint-Ange. You're a preschool teacher?
I am, yeah.
So what is the best way to talk to little kids?
Mostly to let them do the talking. Yeah. They say hilarious things, so.
Can you give me an example of said hilarious things?
Well, we have one girl who thinks she can speak Icelandic in our class, and she can't.
How did she come up with this idea?
No idea at all. You ask her to tell you a story or say something in Icelandic, and she says, oh, I have to research it first. And she finally came in and just kept saying, like, Knaus over and over again.
That is adorable. All right. And Jesse Castellanos, you have successfully completed ice cream exposure therapy.
During my crazy college years, I worked in an ice cream parlor, and the job was great, but it got quite stressful at times, and by the end of it, I was so done with ice cream.
What are the terrible things that happened that at an ice cream shop that made it so stressful?
Oh,
Like we're out of mint? Like, what happens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. The place I worked at, it was quite popular. There were regularly, like, lines around the block in this small
speed.
Suburban town. Yeah, speed was important. Also, blood everywhere. The blood gets everywhere all the time because there's, in the ice cream cylinders.
I had no idea. Ice cream makes
story
yes.
is about to get really dark.
The rings that are the top of the containers, they get loose all the time, and they're, like, very hazardous.
Oh, so everyone's ice cream has a little bit of blood in it.
Maybe.
It's sounds
a little trade secret I'm letting you know.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to need post-ice cream talk exposure therapy. This game is inspired by Def Leppard, particularly the song Pour Some Sugar on Me. So in this game, you are going to pretend to be various inanimate objects. Okay? Your motivation is you want something poured on you. Jonathan Coulton, would you like to give us an example?
I would love to give an example. It sounds like a complicated game. This will help to explain it. If I said, hey, bland food, should I spice you up by grabbing that shaker filled with black granules next to the salt? You would sing, pour some pepper on me.
So yes, you must sing your answer if you want the point. Buzz in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Hey, pastrami on rye, do you want me to spice you up with this yellow or brown condiment made by French's? Jesse.
Pour some mustard on me.
Yeah! Kind of sexy.
Yeah.
A little bit of a sexy thing
sultry,
there, Jesse.
Very sultry. Hey, tomato juice, I'm making a Bloody Mary. Should I mix in some clear alcohol made from fermented grains or potatoes? Jesse.
Pour some vodka on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all of
when
our
you ask
inner
like
monologue.
That.
Yeah. Hey, tongue. Should I kill some of your smelly germs with this minty breath freshening liquid? Paige.
Pour some mouthwash on me.
Yeah. I want to start more sentences. Hey, tongue.
Hey, eggnog. Want me to top you with a spice made from the seeds of an evergreen tree native to Indonesia? Paige.
Pour some cinnamon on me.
No, I'm sorry. Whoa. It's not cinnamon. Jesse, do you know the answer?
Pour some minty fresh...
Let me stop you right there. No, that's incorrect. Does anybody know the answer? Nutmeg is what we were looking for. That's right.
Hey, upset stomach. Want me to soothe you with this thick pink name brand liquid? Paige.
Pour some Pepto-Bismol on me.
Yeah, that's right. All right, this is your last clue.
Hey, prepped driveway surface. Ready for some composite building material made from fluid cement? Jesse.
Pour some asphalt on me.
No, I'm sorry. It is not asphalt. Do you know the answer, Paige?
Pour some concrete on me.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung. Art, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Congratulations to Paige. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.